USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will attempt to pass a resolution Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Should that effort fail, she says she's ready to pursue impeachment. She tells CBS News that there must be justice for what she called an attempted coup.
It's not a question of let it go. We aren't going to let go an insurrection in our country, an attempt of coup d'etat, so that we cannot validate the election of the next president of the United States. This let it go is that was then. That is not now. However, there is always, I've said this to my members again and again, you have to watch what the opportunity is and what it will accomplish.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Social networking app Parler is facing the possibility of having to completely rebuild its service after being dumped by several internet companies. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The vice president-elect has scored a magazine cover, but isn't quite happy with how it turned out. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The February issue of Vogue magazine shows vice president-elect Kamala Harris in casual attire, wearing sneakers, which she sometimes wore on the campaign trail. But that's not what her team reportedly agreed on. The Harris team says she was supposed to appear in the suit she wore for the cover shoot, and that they were unaware the picture had been swapped until the cover was leaked. Harris's team says they are disappointed by the magazine's decision. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And as the U.S. continues to report more than 200,000 new coronavirus infections a day, vaccination programs have been slow to get shots into arms. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson tells Fox News that while the rollout of vaccinations in his state was slow to start, he's happy with how the process has accelerated.
Well, the supply, of course, that is allocated by the federal government to the states, we're getting that even though it was not as much as what was originally planned. And so the supply chain is steady. But it is a limited supply, and that causes us to have to prioritize the immunization, and that makes everything a little bit more complex. And we have prioritized it primarily based upon the CDC guidance, but I'm not satisfied with the speed in which we're able to get it out right now, but you're going to see that accelerate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.